Daniel, go.
Yeah.
No. I'll go when I want to. Josh.
Daniel, go.
Daniel. No, I will go Daniel. When I'm comfortable.
Don't tell him Daniel. How to live his life.
Daniel, yeah. Go.
See, this is what it's like every week, Rob. You just don't see it. Constantly getting yelled at and berated by two gentlemen on stream.
Quit bitching. Start introing.
Everybody, welcome to the fun and wonderful antics of the Black Tower podcast, a Wheel of Time podcast. We are back for another exciting episode. We're having a great time, as you can already see. I am one of your hosts, your Amon Khan Michael Daniel.
I am another one of your hosts, your Bajan Mihail Andrew.
Hi. I'm your final and youngest host. Youngest time on the show. Oldest time in life. Just to clarify. I'm the newest member of the Black Tower podcast cadre of amazing awesomeness. And I am Josh, your Tsoravan Mihail.
And we are, as stated, back with another wonderful taint-filled episode all about everyone's favorite novel series, The Wheel of
Time. I was excited. I got my curl going definitely intentionally. It definitely just didn't dry like this after the shower. Freaking trying to do my best Superman over here.
Yeah, we're
I'm not talking about the Soldier Boy song.
Yeah, we got Andrew over here with his shower Jerry curl. We got Daniel over here with just looking like a mess. And then we got Josh over here with his Valentine's Day shave.
We're going to leave it up to your imagination why he had to shave in regards to Valentine's
Day. And what I shaved.
I don't think we're leaving that up to the imagination. We're on the podcast, but if you can see him.
I mean, if you want to spend your time imagining the grooming habits of Josh's dragon mouth, then you know,
right?
It's a free country.
All right, guys, but before we go,
you know what that just reminded me of that we still haven't done that we're supposed to have done a long time ago because people paid for it and promised for it during charity. Somebody is supposed to have shaved their legs and expressly bought leggings just for the occasion, and we haven't done it.
We haven't done it yet. That's true.
We're going to go from the Black Tower podcast to the land to the podcast where promises die.
No!
I'm not allowed to break the promise of reading.
Where promises are just late. Okay, that's it. And not all of them. There's only a couple of them.
See what happens that if you forget to wear protection, your promises come late.
We actually have been relatively good at most of our promises.
That's fair. But you know what else is fair?
Been a few.
Something else that is fair and dope is something that Daniel knows all about and loves and checks the web address literally every 5 seconds for sure.
Every 5 seconds is a lot. It's every six. Thank you very much. Oh. But I go to the Black Tower. No, it's not with the. It's just Black TowerPod.com. Go there.
That's right.
It has all of what you would need to get in touch with the Black Tower podcast, which is the three of us, your wonderful Mihails. It's got your Twitter, your Instagram, all of the different socials. It's also got our merch store, which is super fun. It's got forums, which you can run around in, which is also very fun. It's got schedule of events when we're doing our episodes, when we're doing special things, like, you know, as we get closer to the Gathering Madness, you're gonna see a lot more on there as far as our calendar. It's got literally, it is your one-stop shop for all things Black Tower podcast.
But you definitely should not make one-stop shop because we'll talk more about it later, but there's also a fancy link to the other place where you can get dope Black Tower merch. Which of course is New Creations by Jen. So if you're looking for our stuff or just the shop in general, and it's easier to somehow go to our website and click that link to get to the shop than just to go to newcreationsbyjen.com, then by all means. But we'll talk more about New Creations by Jen here relatively shortly. But before we do that, there's another shop that we need to talk about. And they recently spent Valentine's Day with Josh. So why don't you tell us about that, the shop, not the Valentine's Day. Unless you
I
want
feel
to.
Like
I mean,
they spend every Valentine's Day with Josh.
I feel it's like true. They're stuck in there like a dream shard.
I'm going to say that's accurate.
It's not always bad.
Not always.
You're correct, but
that's
still.
Not the greatest. That's not the greatest descriptor. How was your Valentine's Day? Well, how's it compared to the rest of them? Not all of them were bad.
How was your Valentine's Day? I was trapped in a dream shard.
We're talking, of course, about the Crystal Barista. She is the lovely lady in my life who is running a rock and mineral and gem shop, mostly online. If you go to Rockpick, if you go to facebook.com/rockpick, or if you go to crystalbarista.com, she has everything you could ever want. Rocks and gems and minerals, crystals, all the goodness. Oh, and if you live in Utah locally and would like to go on a trip to find your own rocks and minerals and gems and crystals, you certainly may do so.
Is it fun?
Right now,
of course. That's like asking Andrew
and Daniel
shits in the Utah wilderness. Of
please
course.
Give us a
Andrew
review.
Andrew and I actually last year at the Gathering Madness went out on a rock expedition and definitely found a thing like this fucking big of
they found
an ammonite. I still remember the name just because
plate.
Of this.
It was huge. And
it
I
was
carried
heavy.
All the way
huge.
Up to the truck.
Yeah, heavy.
Down
it was so
to pick
heavy.
Up somebody else's shit, and I was not happy.
It was like 80 pounds, and we had to carry this damn thing like 200 yards back to the truck.
It wasn't even we. It was literally just Daniel. We're doing other stuff, and we're watching Daniel carry.
It wasn't actually that heavy. It was like 35 pounds was the one that I had, which
was
heavy
it?
Up a hill. But then Josh and I and Andrew and other help like yes. literally
the guy that actually found it
and fucking like carried this other one that was 80 fucking pounds at least.
It was nasty. Oh, but man, but that's the fun though, right? We go to these places, you can find unique things that you can't find anywhere else in the world. It's a lot of fun. It's amazing. She's hosting the Crystal Festival in February, 27th and 28th of February.
I know in Arizona is a very different thing.
So if you live in Utah, the Crystal Festival is where it's going to be at. It's going to be amazing. And
announcing for the first time,
June in Moab, another Crystal Festival. It's an outdoors crystal festival.
Oh. I'm very confused. I was like, what the fuck are we doing in June now?
On location.
Well.
So, you got to follow her on all her social medias to make sure you get details about that. Shh. It's our secret.
It's awesome. And there's more amazing things that we have to plug. But we are joined by an absolutely fantastic guest. Someone that you know and love, that the Wheel of Time Writers Room definitely knows and loves because they hung his shit on their wall. It is right. Rob of Weekly Will News. Go Woo-hoo! Ahead and say hi to everybody and tell everybody where they can find you and kind of what you do.
Hi, everybody. I am Rob Christensen of the Weekly Will News, and I am here just for the mahale of it. Yeah, I don't get a fancy title.
It's terrible, and I love it! Ah!
You mean that hasn't been done every episode? I'm surprised.
It has not. That is a first.
That is
over,
a first. You know,
in
when
over 2 years, that has
you,
never been
damn.
Done.
Damn.
Yeah. You know when somebody tells you their name and you think of a joke that you think is obvious and then you tell it to them and they've never heard it before? That's what you just did to us.
That's what you just did.
We've been here for more than two. We're 2 years old.
It opens
old.
Up so many other jokes, too.
It really
it's like,
does.
Ah, Mahale.
Anyway, tell the people what you do, because you're not just here for the mahal of it.
That's right. So yeah, I'm the creator of the Weekly Wheel News, which is basically a tabloid inspired by the old Weekly World News that I used to love looking at supermarkets when I was a kid.
Yes, Fat Boy.
And a
classic.
Yes, Fat Boy. He was on issue one of mine.
He was.
So I've been doing that for a little over 2 years now. I'm also a graphic designer, and I'm married to a very talented graphic designer. And so we're pretty creative, all around in this house.
They are.
And we live up in Washington State, we make stuff all the time.
Which is always awesome.
Just all the time.
So, and just so you guys are unaware, his wife is Jen, Creations by Jen. It's
new
the
creations by
new Jen. Creations new by creations Jen. Because she only creates new things. She doesn't create old things. But if you want to support Rob and his beautiful wife, Jen, they have an incredible merch shop that we have a slice of in there.
Hello, everyone. Everyone loves merchandise, whatever it's about. It's people love to get it for whatever reason, for holidays, for birthdays, for Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa presents, whatever kind of thing. Why not give you another place to where you can go and get some awesome merch? Popular for all kinds of different reasons, this is New Creations by Jen. It's an amazing shop where you can find all sorts of Wheel of Time inspired merch. It's also the only place where you can go and join the Frosty Mug Society. To give an example, our own Black Tower podcast, Frosty Mug, is a part of the Frosty Mug Society. Now, there are a total of 6, as of the time that I'm talking now, Frosty Mugs in the Frosty Mug Society on New Creations by Jen. And those span several different content creators from the Wheel of Time content creator community. You can go and get the Black Tower podcast one, Malkier Talks, Talk Around Riyadh, The Wheel Reads, The Wheel Weaves, and of course, Weekly Wheel News. All 6 of those content creators, again, including us, have Frosty mugs, and they all look super dope. Jen does an amazing job. So make sure you go and get one and join the Frosty Mug Society. Beyond the mugs, there are the Frosty mugs. There are regular mugs that you can get. There are t-shirts that you can get with all kinds of different designs on them that are inspired or by the content creator platform suggestions they've sent in, or just overall Wheel of Time inspired items. You can find menswear, ladies wear, unisex wear, hats, all kinds of really dope stuff. Now, if you don't want to just get content creator based stuff and you want more just Wheel of Time inspired stuff, make sure you check out Weekly Wheel News's section of New Creations by Jen. And that's where you can find all things from Gator Shufas to Outdoor Forms tees to dice cups and dye to coasters to just everything that we have seen Rob with Weekly Wheel News put out over forever. And you can find it here under the Weekly Wheel News on New Creations by Jen. This is an epic site that is only overshadowed by how epic the items and the owners are. Again, Rob and Jen put in a ton of work. They work really well together and really well with the creators that want to be a part of this. So it's fantastic. So make sure you head on over to newcreationsbyjen.com and get yourself your very own Black Tower Podcast Frosty Mug. And while you're there, make sure you pick up anything from the vast assortment of Wheel of Time inspired merchandise.
She's like, they're speaking nerd again. I don't know what they're doing.
So he gets to be kind of nerd by proxy.
That jerk Josh from Black Towers just sent me another design that I can't use and I don't understand. Can you please rein this guy in?
That discussion has never happened.
Yeah.
One they can definitely use is you can head over there now and get the new Two River Sniper design from the Black Tower podcast section of New Creations by shot. Jen.
That's so right. Cool looking. We just did the shot glass for you guys, and I was actually.
Oh, man.
I thought I had it.
So The
shot I know you're doing one that may or may not be shipping to North Carolina because I definitely had to get one.
That might be the one I did already.
I was about to say, you're going to be making a few more of those too, because we got those are some giveaways that we've got to go order some for. So
I just want to throw out there, as we speak. Oh shit. As we speak, Daniel just became part of the Frosty Mike Society.
Hey!
Welcome.
Congratulations, Daniel. Congratulations.
And as we can see from our live Patreon chat, which, of course, Rob, you're more than welcome to watch and pay attention to. And if you do or don't, whatever, you can see whenever they finally break, probably Josh first and then the rest
probably.
Of us. But also, Prince Adeline's boyfriend, also known in our Discord by their... This is the name they chose. We don't assign nicknames. You make your own in our Discord. So in our Discord, it's the only gay in the Two Rivers. has all of the bookmarks that you guys have made. So that is dope.
That is pretty awesome.
We appreciate his business and all of your business.
Yeah. And that wasn't a disclaimer about the nickname being bad or anything. I just didn't want anybody to think we assigned that nickname to anybody. So, you know, covering all collective asses involved.
So I will say I thank you everyone for tuning in. Thank you everyone for being here. Make sure that you go check those sites out because they're awesome.
But you're not here to listen to us shamelessly plug our own stuff and everybody else's.
We are not pot on fame. You are not here to hear the peddler speak. You are here to hear the words of the Mahales.
I mean, we do peddle our wares and the wares of others. I mean,
we do.
Let's be fair. It's a dog eat dog game out here, and we don't want to be cannibalized.
You're not wrong. But we're here to talk about Wheel of Time things because we love Wheel of Time.
But before we can do that, just like any good measure in your life, before you get into anything that might be potentially spoiler, dangerous, or toxic in terms of like, you know, toxic chemicals. You have to put on your PPE, your personal protective equipment. And here at the Black Tower Podcast, that comes in the form of a spoiler condom. Now, Rob, I don't know if you've heard this one before, but this is our spoiler condom recorded and sent to us by the absolutely amazing and fantastic Registered Nerd, who you can see talking here in our live. So
one of our patrons. Thank you, Registered Nerd.
So... for definitely not the first time and far from the last time, here is today's spoiler condom from the Registered Nerd.
Welcome to the that Black is not Tower. It.
This is it.
This is your Black Tower.
All right, we're going to start that over. I clicked the wrong one.
This is your Black Tower Podcast, Wheel of Time spoiler warning. There are neither beginnings nor endings to spoilers, but this is a beginning. If you continue to listen, you may be cursed with the knowledge yet to come. These curses may include knowledge that you are, in fact, just a farm boy. Drinking one glass of wine now leads to mustache pulling and a hell of a hangover. Resigning that you will never be as good with the ladies as your friends are. Realizing Androl is bae, regardless of your gender or sexual orientation. The inability to stop tugging your braid in anger, even if you don't have hair. And understanding that the word taint is simultaneously a noun, adjective, and verb. Discovering you have more titles than actual name. The BDE, also known as Big Dragon Energy, becomes undeniable. Finding yourself promising to read A New Spring and never getting to it. An uncontrollable urge to argue over inconsistent pronunciations. Knowing that hating Gon is a responsibility, not a privilege. Again, there are no beginnings or endings to spoilers, but this is a beginning. You have been warned.
God, I love that. Oh, it's so good.
So good.
Did she write
Thank
that?
Thank you. What?
Yeah, that is completely brilliant. Original creation.
Yeah. So if good, you
all we did was add the music to it, and we only did that because she was like, I wanted to put music behind it, but I couldn't find the right music. So we went over to the Creative Commons on YouTube and found some music, and I was like, you know what, let's give this one a nice chill vibe. So it is awesome. And I think it breaks Josh at least every time.
It's that beautiful. It's just perfect. If you'd like to record so your own spoiler warning, simply jump in on our Patreon. It's a tier one. So if you join in as a soldier, you have the option of recording a spoiler warning for us. Try and keep it around 30, 45 seconds. You know, make it succinct but funny. And we will also feature your
spoiler
recording.
You know what? Do whatever you want. It doesn't need to be funny.
No, it has to be funny.
Everybody else's is funny. That's
if it's not funny, it's not real.
I mean, it's funny because I get to choose which one ultimately goes into the edited episode. So
there you go. So now that we've got that out of the way,
like the funniest part was like my shock and like instant confusion when I clicked the wrong button. I was like, does this sound like the right music?
So now that you know, now that you've been warned that there will be spoilers in this episode, we are going to introduce the topic du jour. Okay. In this particular case, we are taking some inspiration from the long-awaited appearance of the Wheel of Time TV show. Now, we all know the story of the Wheel of Time. We all know books 1 through 14 and New Spring.
Or at least you do now, because all of those other plebeians who don't left after
the they should have left by now. They shouldn't be here. But what you may not know is that once that story is told, they're going to have to tell some other stories. They're going to have to. So we're here tonight to talk about once the dust has settled and Amazon has milked this cash cow till it runs dry. What brothers and sisters of the cow are they going to bring in? Huh?
Gross.
Yeah. Spinoff series. We're talking about spinoff series. Yeah.
We're talking about spinoffs.
Part of the discussion, and it's probably a good thing to lead into, and Rob will get your take on it first, is when you think about the entire series and kind of what we've seen, including today thus far as teasers and releases and stuff from a one on Prime and kind of the leak stuff to whatever you've seen that kind of points at where what we can expect coming from the story and how we would like it, we might have to hang on. Yeah, Rob lost audio.
The taint is strong tonight.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
no, oh, no, so, we lost Rob completely.
So pause X are here. So we'll wait.
Is there anything in the are we just going to pause? Or is this going to be one of those moments that our patrons get to experience that's going to be edited out?
Yeah. That our Patreonians?
The patrons only. Patrons only.
Congrats. This is the shit you don't hear in the actual episode. Oh, that's what I never did. One of the guys I work with streams, and I always bring up his stream and sit there and lurk, and I didn't.
Oh, shit. Hey, remember when Daniel used to stream? That was fun.
Yeah, it was.
I'm thinking...
I really want to do it again, but it's definitely like... I don't have any kind of setup like everybody else does, which granted, I'm not saying that like every setup needs to be the same. But like I play video games exclusively in my living room, and without another person, that's harder.
So here's what I'm thinking. I kind of want to do a Twitch to a Black Tower podcast Twitch account that we can all do for the TV show.
The Minecraft thing, which is one of the things that at least I'll stream on it. It is in the works. We are currently, Morden and I, we are working on, Rob, you're muted in Zoom. And if you're trying to talk, I see your bubble popping up on Discord. We are actively trying to stress test the server to some degree while also learning and figuring out what mods work and don't work well together.
Nice.
So
hey,
that is,
he's back.
Are you back? I'm back. Okay.
Patrons, just for your essay, once we get it to a point where we're comfortable opening it up to anybody, we're going to exclusively open it for anywhere from 2 weeks to a month, maybe just for patrons. And anything you do while you're on doesn't get wiped when we fully open it. So you can get anywhere from a 2 week to a month head start on heavily modded Minecraft. Super nerdy. But yeah, we should definitely. The freaking sausage one is funny to me for different reasons. So
that's what I just saw.
Non-episode tangent, Patreon and Rob exclusive only tangent. Whenever I used to play Milsims on Armor 3 all the time, we had a guy that always tried to fly and he was terrible. And that was the GIF we used to refer to Teemo's joystick. That it was just really wobbly and just fucking sucked. So it always makes me laugh because of that.
All right. So.
And then I finally watched Game of Thrones and I was like, that's fucked up.
That is fucked up. Andrew, ask your question. Let's and wait, wait, and we're back.
I mean, we never left.
What do you mean we're back? Where did we go?
So the ultimate question here is, well, not the ultimate question, but the question I'm asking is, given everything we've seen and what we feel like we can expect from Wadon Prime through leaks, through officially released stuff, is a spinoff series, even any spinoff series in general, a good idea for the series? Because we see how we've seen areas where it really works well, like WandaVision from the MCU. Loving it. Fucking episode 5 blew my mind whole wide
so
open.
Good.
But there's been plenty of spinoff series and prequels and stuff that just they don't do well. Like I don't think The Hobbit ever did as well as Lord of the Rings. I'm probably wrong about that because I'm always wrong.
No, it didn't.
But so stuff like that. So yeah, from your standpoint, Rob, with everything you see and everything you know, what do you think? Would spinoff series of any kind be good or bad ideas for the TV series, I guess?
I would not do it for the TV series. I would say no, at least for a while, because I think that I would like to see it done with the books first to see if it's even successful, you know? Do you remember how, like with Dragonlance, originally it was like Weiss and Hickman did the original.
Oh, yeah.
And then other people started writing stuff within that universe. And it worked well. And so, you know, if it can be done well, you know, great. I doubt they're going to be able to get Brandon to write, you know, like everything. And as far as I know, like,
Brandon to write everything. Other people are writing things for them.
You such a. Shut up.
Sorry, continue. Yes. I don't think they could get Brandon to write everything.
No, I don't. In fact, I don't even know if they could get him to write another one because his, you know, like his, he's taken off a lot. I mean, Azir is already successful, but like, you know, even more so now, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like,
okay, so
I don't know how that'd go.
Saying that the show is successful, everybody now loves the Wheel of Time and are finally on our level of cool.
That's what I was going to say. Before we go into that, I just want to throw out there that this is one of the things where they were talking about for Game of Thrones, right, where this is an actual comparison to Game of Thrones that works because it was a book, then it was a TV show.
Right.
It was a very, very successful TV show, went really, really well for a while. They started talking about spinoffs and then season 8 happened.
Yeah.
And
they're still talking about doing a
prequel. I was going to say, I'm not saying that they're not going to do any, you know, spinoffs and whatnot. And there is the idea that, like, again, COVID and whatnot has really screwed up everybody's schedules. So I'm not saying it's not happening because there was a bad last season, but nobody's nearly as excited for it because Game of Thrones was such a disappointment at the end to a lot of people. Again, if you weren't disappointed by Game of Thrones, that's great. I'm actually really happy for you. I wasn't as disappointed as other people, but I was a little disappointed with how it ended. And so I'm also not like crazy excited about spinoffs. But if Wheel of Time is able to do what Game of Thrones couldn't and what a number of other shows couldn't, where it's actually successful the whole way through, spinoffs is a way easier conversation when you've had a wildly successful TV show rather than one that absolutely fails at sticking the landing.
Yeah, we
compare the success of the MCU to Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones started falling off for readers, at least, probably starting kind of earlier on, but definitely by season 7, people that were reading and kind of expecting things to go a certain way, they really fell off for it. And for, I think, just about almost every viewer, Even for me, who's never even read page one, book one of A Song of Ice and Fire, or whatever the series is called.
That is correct. That's 100%
Wheel of Time knockoff light in a different world. I have even season eight for me, as someone that only watched the TV show, was just fucking trash. I'm like, why is this happening? This makes no sense with the even the other seven seasons. But something like MCU that has made it clear that there's areas where they're going away from the comics, like Civil War in the MCU,
completely different,
didn't end anywhere near like it did in the book in the comics. But it's still wildly successful to the point where they knew that they could start pushing harder into the TV element, which DC has monopolized for the longest in terms of fantasy TV for like superheroes and villains, that they can move into the TV realm and it would be successful. You know, you have things like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Luke Cage, Daredevil, a lot of other shows that did really well. And a couple that maybe didn't go so great. Yeah. But then WandaVision came out. And they put out that this is going to be a lot of our connections from phase three into phase four. And it's ironic. So you could see the same thing potentially with Wheel of Time, because the series is finished. There's source material there to finish the last couple seasons and not freaking destroy them like HBO did.
We have to, when having this conversation, we have to just keep in mind, you know, we are making an assumption that the TV series will be successful.
Oh, of course, yes. That is an assumption that we are saying we're making.
Listen, sir, saw the teaser from today had 87,000 views, so there's going to be 87,000 people at least to make sure it's successful.
And that's the thing. We
somehow
we
it's going
to want it to be successful. So when we're talking about spinoffs, we are setting a foundation that, you know, seasons 1 through 7 have been fire, and we're like needing more. And production companies are going, Game of Thrones laid the groundwork. Wheel of Time built the fucking palace. And we want spinoffs. We see that there's money and merchandising to be made here. We want spinoffs. Yes. And that's so I guess I appreciate that it is a good thing to set, that we are basing this on the hope that we all have that it's going to be a good show. It's going to be
a very optimistic assumption.
So, Rob, knowing all of that, which portion of the story do you need more of?
Yes.
I want to see more about like what happens in the Two Rivers when everybody's gone. Right, like, and how those changes are kind of affecting, because we hear off screen that Tam and Abel went to the White Tower, right? But like, I want to know more about that. Like, that was one thing. That was one area that I always kind of wanted to know. Plus, and you know, shameless plug for you guys here, but so the Black Tower, right? Like,
yeah,
it doesn't. You don't know what's going on through all the books until Brandon takes over that. And he's probably, oh yeah, I think Jim forgot to write about these guys.
Like, oh, by the way, the Black Tower's over here.
What?
I'm still muted. I literally clicked unmute and it just popped up. It was like, you're muted. Press A or hold space. Fuck, use him. But yeah, it's like, oh, those guys are still there. It's like the freaking Office meme where it's like Rand and then it just shows her walking up the Black Tower. He's just, fuck.
Oh!
Yeah, that's pretty much it. But I mean, I think it'd be good.
I completely balefire Natrin's birth. Fuck!
Yeah. I mean, it kind of ties in because, I mean, we've talked about it before, and we're slowly, very, very incredibly slowly. Not because, like, we don't have a motive to do it or desire to do it. It's just we're busy fucking people, unfortunately. Yeah. Something about I have to go to work to receive money to pay bill.
What?
Some kind of heresy posse scheme. But I mean, we are working on a fanfic, and we know that Robert Jordan has been very vocal about the fact that he doesn't like fan fiction. He's very much against fan fiction.
Yes.
But there's things that we want to explore as readers of the series, as fans of the series, that the only real way for many people to do it is through some sort of fan fiction. You know, it might just be a headcanon thought process through, excuse me, what happens here, there, or whatever. But yeah, yes, well, and there's tons of people that have already done many things like this from different aspects of the series. So yeah. Doing something like Star Wars has done, or is at least rumored to doing, I don't know if it's been confirmed. Well, the Kenobi series has been confirmed, right?
Yeah, Kenobi's been confirmed. Boba Fett's been confirmed. Yeah.
I mean, they can't do any worse than the Solo series. I never watched it, but I heard it was just trash.
It was great.
Wow.
The movie? The one movie? Great.
Maybe I heard
the
wrong.
The movie was actually
pretty good. That's good.
I liked it.
But things like that, like if you could get like the like, you know, a Tam, honestly, a Tam origin story where we actually see him as a soldier in the army's of Ilion,
that would be awesome.
Would be dope. See how he actually comes by the power wrought hair and mark blade that he gets, that, you know, we get to enjoy for three books.
Steal it so hard.
You know what'd be cool? I just thought of this. And they were talking about this with WandaVision possibly, or fans were, but I would like to see like an X-Files kind of a investigation show of Lan and Moraine, like of what they're doing for the 20 years in between New Spring and
that would be another world. Fantastic, you know? Spin-off show,
because right? They gotta be doing something cool for that for 20 years.
I mean, how many kids have they tracked down that were born on this day?
I thought you were about to say how many area? Kids have they had, and I was like, Jesus Christ.
Well, but that's what they've been doing, right? Moraine's been like, okay,
not having
they were born
kids.
On this
no,
day.
They have not been having kids. They've been finding children. You said it right, but it sounded like you were going a different direction.
You can't just pick
it.
Up kids and take them home with you. That's illegal.
I mean, you can. It's I call and it surprise adoption.
The I said I did it. You know, why can't
yeah, me? Come on.
No, that's fair.
Even the Ashimon did a certain amount of it.
I have for the life of me tried very hard to avoid suggesting the Black Tower spinoff series because everybody knows how passionate I am about that. Oh, it needs to be a series. It
does.
It needs to happen once everybody knows who the Black Tower is. And what on Prime can and talk to us
you're
in
goddamn
public.
Right.
Everybody without knows spoiling people. Is. Like I once this happens, I feel like the world needs to know the story of the Black Tower. It's such a good bedrock for another story. But that's not my suggestion. That's not where I want to be with this. I want to see five great captains. Maybe not all five. Ooh. Maybe focus on one. I want to see a great captain
see
fighting
fucking
a war.
Rodel in Iralde.
Yeah, in Iralde. Yeah,
finally.
Rodel.
We got plenty of Bryn. We got give enough me. Agilmar. Padron dies young. Like
no, give no, me. But you know, give me a one of the five great captains fighting at the Aiel Wars, like. That would be fantastic. I would love that as
no, and to Rob's point, I absolutely agree with you. I mean, I've seen the interviews where Robert Jordan has sort of talked about his like fanfics are so trite and so dumb. And he doesn't use those words. He's very much nicer about it. But definitely, I will admit that early on in the internet, which is kind of all that Robert Jordan saw, that's like all that that's really true. Was there. I'm not saying that all of it's better now, because it's not. There's 50 Shades of Grey, which started as a Twilight fanfic and is horrible, terrible trash. But at the same time, I do actually think there are a number of people who are doing like really well done, like publishable fan fiction.
Yeah.
It's basically just new stories in whatever franchise it is that they're, you know, looking at. And again, I am not saying that Robert Jordan would look at some of those now and be like, I have made a mistake or anything like that. But I definitely look forward to the ability of people to prove that fanfic isn't just trash.
Right, right.
Because there are actually really good ones out there. And I think that, I think that, you know, something like Wheel of Time, very akin to, you know, a number of other large stories, including things like, you brought up a great example of Dragonlance was other published authors doing it. It wasn't just people on the internet.
Right.
But at the same time, it was still very much that idea in so many ways of, let's just open this property to a bunch of people writing it rather than keeping it as just one entity. Yes. And so I think that the Wheel of Time could very much also benefit from that. Again, if it goes well, because you don't want just everyone and their mother writing Wheel of Time stories.
Right.
You don't. That's not a good idea. That is a recipe for disaster.
That's a recipe for Game of Thrones season 8.
Not even saying that everybody has bad ideas. It's just that some people aren't that good at writing. Some people don't have ideas that are fully formed. All of these just different little reasons why that wouldn't be a good thing. But at the same time, there are people out there who I've actually seen writing really good Wheel of Time fan-made, you know, spinoffs and things like that. And so I am excited about sort of the hope that the show does well and we do see that Rodel Iteralde fucking kicking ass as a younger man.
I don't want him to kick ass. I want him to get his ass kicked. I want him to go back home to his mentors, and I want his mentors to say, you panicked.
Fair.
Next time this happens, I want to see the process of
see him become
how he becomes. It's that old meme that's like, the difference between the master and the learner is that the master has failed more times than the learner has even tried.
Right.
Yes. And I love that. And when we start talking about, you know, the five great captains, that's what I want to see. I want that. I want to watch the series and go, God, oh my God, Brodel, what a badass. And then I want to go watch the spinoff series of Brodel and go, what a badass. And then I want to watch the series again and just have my mind completely exploded by applying the new information that I have about Rodel to the series. Like, that to me is the compelling, amazing story mnemonic that I'm looking for.
Cool. So my serious answer is actually Black Tower. So we've got Black Tower, which is obvious, but also true. We've got...
maybe you guys can, like, be extras in the background when they get around to doing that.
Buddy, you're adorable.
We're here for that.
We're not going to be extras. We're going to be the Black Tower.
I want to see all of you in Pro Ashaman.
Who do you think inspired the fat Buddha statue?
Alvaro Muerte.
They never mentioned it had a beard, but it's going to have a beard because I'll shave this, but never the beard.
Malik for Mazrim will absolutely be there. Andril the Bard will honorarily be Andril. We're good on those. But the three other...
Signed already.
Yeah. No, come on. But like,
we tell you more, but the NDAs are already signed.
The Shiva? Narishma? Come on. This is happening.
Jeez. Yeah, I'd have to say that.
I look forward to running around with Eben Hopwell.
Yeah. The one I would want to see is of course, the Tam spinoff. I would love to see, even if it's just an origin that ends whenever Eye of the World begins, an origin story for Tam, which also would kind of at some point become a bit of an origin story for Rand, even though like his origin story is pretty much like, I was born, picked up, grew up here, and then strange lady
in the fantasy silver cloak took me away. Child on the slope.
This is a story all about how my luck got flipped upside down.
And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became two
the dragon reborn of the world here.
Yeah, I mean, and when you talk about like spinoffs and everything, Prince Island's boyfriend, he brought up a good point here in the Patreon chat, a what if series. We all know Marvel is famous for their what if series. you know, what if there's a zombie apocalypse and we get to see zombie Captain America, or what if Deadpool kills everybody in the universe, that kind of stuff. And the mirror world, the mirror worlds that we see through the portal stones provide an uncanny canon reason for it to happen. I mean, it's even more in line with the series than kind of multiverse thing that the MCU has created. The MCU, not the comics, the MCU.
Right. Yes. Wheel of Time, New 52. What?
That's DC, but all right. I'll allow it. I'll allow it. It's a right. It's Rand the Land same 616. Idea.
Yeah.
Randland 616.
Yeah.
You know, that brings up another interesting point, is we hear the story of Lan leaving Malkir as an infant and his guardians who protect and train him all throughout his life. That's a series. Teenage Lan. Maybe he's got teenage mentors.
It's like Lan. The Mandalorian, but an origin story and Wheel of Time.
Exactly. Like there are a lot of stories that we don't get in the main flesh of the books that I think, and this is actually one of the things that we talk about frequently that we love about the books, is that they give us enough, and I think this is very Tolkien-esque, they give us enough and they say, oh yeah, there's this aspect of the story. There's more to that, but what you need to know right now is this. And you go, cool, well, that's cool for the story right now, but what the hell happened over there?
Yeah.
And then you got to go digging in the archives to find all of the rich jewels and nuggets.
Well, that's why, like, the whole back history of the Aiel was so cool, because it's like they wrote in the main story, but like it was written so brilliantly that you get like all this world building just in these few chapters through a point of view where it's not like putting you to sleep reading it, you know?
It's so potent. It's there's so much there. Agreed. That's a good point.
Yeah.
These are the nuggets that have purple crystals in them.
Honestly, yes! there are three people I really nugs. Want to see the growing up of, or the like whatever. And those people are absolutely Varin Mathwin, Lon Mandragoran, and Tam Althor. Those are the three people that if you showed me young, if you did young Kenobi of like all three of those people, I would shit myself.
Oh, dude, there's the idea right there. They do a White Tower series that airs on like Monday or Friday, one of the two.
Boom.
And then they do a Black Tower series that ends on the opposite end of the week.
Yes!
The
one that airs.
And then there they just go. Put out main series on Wednesday, and then
and Amazon
Between the Towers is where the main series comes.
Between the Towers, Between the Towers, you can bring your pain.
All we ask in return for our clearly brilliant ideas is that we get to be on the show.
Yeah, that's it.
Somewhere you could Photoshop my head somewhere, like on a post. Or,
like, Andrew's like, just take a picture of me doing
just
this.
Just put me on a wanted
head
poster.
On a pike.
There you go. I'm fine with that too. Just put me on a wanted poster.
Awesome.
Says,
you're one of those.
Just have it say
you're
wanted.
On the traitor's tree.
Dead.
Asherman deserter. Yeah.
Oh my God! Put me on the traitor's tree, please.
I was waiting until you said the deserter.
I can't be on the traitor's tree because I you know. When I get cast as Moradin, then I can't be in the Black Tower at all. So,
I mean, there is that.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't want Daniel to be a part of the Black Tower podcast anymore, get him cast as Moradin.
There we go.
That's a fair trade.
We'll just have a chosen like in the Black Tower. It wouldn't even be the first time. Jesus.
I mean, you're already campaigning for yourself to be like the Shiva and all that. I mean, it's almost like you're trying to tell us something.
So we did just get in our live.
Good thing
chat
you're using
here.
A straw to drink from the bottom of the wine glass. It's a good idea.
Oh, that's right. Drink it all, every drop. We did just get in our live chat a suggestion of a Sean Chan spinoff series.
No, fuck the Sean Chan.
What if it's post last battle Sean Chan, where they're having to deal with getting rid of horrible institutions. I think
that would be great.
Yeah, because in here,
because you're gonna have a couple everybody episodes where they're all fucky. Yeah.
Here's how you know everybody knows how I feel about the Sean Chen, and that is I hate them. I don't like them. I think they're terrible. However, I feel like there's some...
I like everything about them except for that part, which is a really big part. So
there's some pretty compelling storytelling mechanisms. Now, if you were to say to me, if I were a producer and someone were to say to me, you need to do a Sean Chan series, it would have to be a fourth age Sean Chan. It would have to be starring Barney Harris and his sort of back and forth with Empress Fortuona and their evolution as a culture and a society.
Yeah.
But yeah. God, I hate the Sean Chan.
Right? Rob, as someone who does not have our history of talking about the Sean Chan, of our opinions on the Sean Chan and whatnot, and as someone who has a fresh take, is there an aspect of, well, first and foremost, two-part question, if you will. First and foremost, how do you feel about the Sean Chan? What is yours on the Sean Chan? Ignore our...
You know, don't worry about it. It's only on the internet forever if you say something weird or fucky. Yeah.
No. There is no...
What if you do? The Patreons have already signed an NDA and we'll edit out of the episode.
There are a couple of things you could say that would be really bad, but I don't think you'd say them. But how do you feel about the Sean Chan?
I'm not laughing because of what the bad things are that he could say. Right? Just like how absurd it would have to be, like how quickly I think all of our faces would change if Rob was like, the Sean Chan did nothing wrong. We'd be like, yeah. This has been the Black Tower podcast.
Right. So first,
but we know you're not going to say
how
that.
How do you feel about the Sean Chan in the story presented? And if you were to be given the keys to the castle, if you will, as a spinoff about the Sean Chan, what would you want to see more about their society, more about their culture, more about whatever? What would it be that you would want to explore more?
Okay, so first of all, like, I never liked the Sean Chan throughout the whole story until you started seeing, like, in the later on books, where you get the point of view of the gal who is the dragon rider, whatever. No.
Oh, yeah.
The
rocket rider.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know her, and then you start to get into the.
Then I ride.
Then you get into the is it general?
The Death Watch guard?
You know the guy, he keeps getting visited by the Seekers for Truth?
Kareed?
No,
Kareed. Yeah, and so like those two, like I thought they were pretty interesting, right? But like sure. None of the blood, I was just like, ugh, you know, like I can't stand like, you know, people who look down on others just because of their position in society and stuff, you know, not even...
Do you not see the three lacquered nails, plebeian?
Yeah. Yeah. But not even getting into the whole slavery aspect, yeah. but that part.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's...
I mean, it's to me, such a in this, bad... Oh. Any spinoff they did, of course, for me, I've predicated it already that they would have to be dealing with post Last Battle Sean Chan. That it would have to be Sean Chan have to deal with saying like, oh, all the people that we trust... to collar these uncontrollable, insane heretics that can use magic in this horrible institution. Yeah, they can all do it too. So now you have to come to terms with it and figure out a way to incorporate it into your society, into your culture. And it's going to force you into a way of eventually seeing that it's not necessarily all that bad, that these people aren't inherently bad just because they can reach something. I mean, and that's definitely, you know, we say now, like, people climbing to the top of Mount Everest, that's some leftover primate shit, you know, just trying to get to the top branch and show your dominance. Well, for the Sean Chan, that whole hatred for Chandlers, that's some leftover Alter Hawkwing shit, all right? That's because
great-great-great-great-great-granddaddy. I was literally about to say that the one other thing that I would actually appreciate in some ways seeing of the Sean Chan is seeing Ardor Hawkwing's kin leave Randland and start the Shaan Chen. Because I feel like that's actually, again, there is the hatred for Aes Sedai. That is undeniable. That is part of what Ardor Hawkwing's legacy is. True. But I feel like they didn't leave without Idoms. They didn't bring them with them. They didn't do whatever. And so those were created later to it's me.
Quickly becoming another Shaan Chen episode.
But at the same time, I feel
Rob,
like
Rob, we gotta have you back to do an episode on the Shaan Chen. Again.
Super early on in the Shaan Chen when they just left Randland. I feel like that would also be somewhat interesting because it lacks some of the biggest problems of the Shaan Chen. At least you wouldn't need to include it, even if it was probably kind of present. But anyway, Rob, yeah. I think you kind of answered the question about what you'd like to see with your answer of what you liked. But is that, am I right in assuming that then those characters or sort of that type of character?
It's awesome. Yeah. You can literally choose anything because Wadum Prime has stacks on deck, Patron on ice, something something once or twice. You can have whatever you like. Did I just date? I that song is so old. I might have just dated myself. Which I'm gonna stop talking because both of those.
I think you're the youngest person on the episode right now, so you didn't date yourself at all.
Shut up. Go ahead, Rob.
I think it would be really interesting because you get the prejudice against channelers, but it doesn't make sense to me how that could go from one person, even if it's the emperor, the leader, whatever, to the whole society. Like, I would think that there'd have to be people along the way that were, kind of more sympathetic to the Chandler's cause. Like, maybe this isn't right, so to see
the Chandler Underground Railroad.
Yeah, to see if there was something like that going on over there. Like, I think that would be super interesting.
Well, and fighting the system. Shit.
Yeah, it. And here's the thing. Again, I hate the Shaan Chen. I am.
They're written to be hated. Single. Josh. You're okay.
Single.
I'm not bad. I'm just written that way.
Possibly the single worst thing about the series. They're a good enemy, but the fact that we've been talking about them for the last 10 minutes, to me, suggests that there's story there.
Yes.
Which would make a good spinoff series. Like,
yes, indeed.
I feel like that would be a good spinoff series, even though I have such powerful feelings.
So let's switch from what we want to see to what we don't want to see.
We don't want to see
bad spinoff series, things that could be terrible, things that equate to season 8 of Game of Thrones as a spinoff series.
Shido,
political Shido show about Andor and Succession.
Mm.
Yes, bathing Elaine.
As somebody that before everything with Kevin Spacey came out, really enjoyed House of Cards, and somebody that also has really enjoyed Designated Survivor, I'd probably be that weird friend on the podcast that was like, so the Andorra Succession spinoff is really good.
Until
in your defense, comes out about the actress for Elaine.
I'd have to say, in your defense, as I've gotten older, then I've kind of started to change my mind, because then in subsequent rereads, I'm like, oh, actually, it's kind of interesting, the little political intrigue that's there.
It's or like with reading the Hamlet. Reading Hamlet and actually understanding how hilarious Hamlet actually is.
Oh, my God.
But I don't want to watch a show that's nothing but political maneuvering.
I don't know. I just finished watching The West Wing.
Have you watched Designated Survivor?
Yes.
Well, again, that's the thing. It depends on how it's done, because there are good ones and there are bad ones. West Wing was actually really well done. I feel like Veep is so funny, and those are two completely different takes on political intrigue. It's literally night and day.
Sure.
If you get Elaine taking a bath every goddamn episode.
It ends the episode. That's the moral of the episode. Well, friends, today was another stressful day.
Every day.
It's a fucking PSA for every anime convention. Take a fucking bath.
Spoiler alert for House of Cards. If you have Elaine throw somebody in front of a moving fucking train. Like, holy shit, dude. That is some political goddamn intrigue.
Hey, now, if Elaine is taking a bath, like registered nerd provided a potential example for, just chowing on a box of pizza, it might be worth watching.
But here's the thing. I do love a good action sequence. I love a good intrigue sequence. I love a good chase sequence, a pursuit sequence. And this is one of the things I love about The Wheel of Time, is that it does a really great job of weaving all of these things together.
I don't get that, but what was that a reference to?
Okay, you know what?
Andrew, the wheel weaves, bruh.
Andrew, here. Have some wine.
You got it.
Have some wine.
The mighty tiny cup. What are you compensating for?
Really?
His giant penis.
Really?
Yeah. It's just like the inverse of compensating. It's like it turns it from an insult into a compliment.
Anyway.
Don't get defensive. Valentine's Day just ended.
I feel like the Andorian succession story is a good enough side story for the main flesh of the Wheel of Time, because it does create, it does sit, lay some foundation work for, you know, challenges that we face in the last battle. But I don't want to see a whole TV series dedicated to that. I don't want to see more gays ascending to the throne. I don't care.
We'll see if you can do it where it's like a, going into it, they know, like, I guess the Boba Fett one is going to be just one season, right? Certain amount of episodes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then if they have a specific story to tell and it's not going to be long, you know, you could do it well. I think I was listening to a YouTube video earlier today about WandaVision. And one of the good things with that one is we found out that not every Marvel story has to be fighting all the time, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
And so that's the cool thing about that one is that it, you know, there's comedy. There's always been comedy in the Marvel movies, but it's kind of a lull in the action, but you can do intrigue and you can do suspense.
Yeah.
You can do like problem solving and stuff in there and still have it be part of the world and interesting and have good writings.
I'm calling it now. WandaVision does minor setup for Spider-Man 3. Spider-Man 3 does major setup for Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. Calling it now has nothing to do with this
WandaVision
podcast.
WandaVision does set up for the next Doctor movie too, though.
It does.
I mean, but I'm saying it does minor setup for Spider-Man 3, which will do the major setup for Doctor Strange and Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, anyway. But one of the things that I want to say is that here in 2020, here 2021, here in 2025, there are studios that are getting even better about doing all
yes.
of these. Now, granted, again, not every studio gets it right every time. Not every studio gets it right every season. Not every studio gets it right every story. And so when it comes right down to it, there are still stumbles. There are still bad things. There are still the Thor 2, the Dark Worlds of the MCU, you know, things like that. But when it comes
the amount of shade.
Not wrong.
Wow.
Fair, but the amount of shade.
But at the same time, if you go back, you know, 50 years.
Oh, yeah.
There were good things that were going on with television and movies. There were. It wouldn't have become as big as it is now if there weren't good things going on.
Yes.
But at the same time, their ability to do stuff.
All right, I turned 5 for that statement.
Go ahead and do whatever was completely just laughable on some levels. It was amazing for the time, but it was so gross. Like,
yeah.
Granted, there are movies that are like, you know, Casablanca and whatnot that still hold up, if you will, on some level. But like, there are movies that are 30 years old at this point that still hold up. Like, you don't even have to, really have to make like concessions for the time period.
Yeah.
Like, they're still just
fantastic
movies. And like, we're just getting more and more and more into that. So when you're talking about, you know, capabilities for good spinoff shows of, political intrigue used to be so stupid to watch. It's not anymore. There are exciting things like battle sequences were always super lame. They're not anymore. Fucking spaceships are incredible at this. Like, yeah. All of this is so awesome. And so I'm not saying there aren't stumbles. I'm not saying there aren't people who just do a bad job of the stories that they're telling. But like today, there are just so many opportunities for things that you can explore. They were always a little bit off limits because we just didn't have
so much room for activities.
So much room for activities. Did we just become best friends? But yeah, anyway, that's sort of, I love where we're at now. And it's one of the things where I have wanted this series to become a show for you know, the last 15 years, 20 years since I read the story. But at the same time, I'm actually realizing as I see more and more of the trailers and releases and things from the show, that this is the perfect time for it to happen. That it's like literally that if it had happened 20 years ago, it would have just been an entire show of Winter Dragon, and that would have been trash. And so I'm grateful. Glad that it's happening now.
Yes. I am grateful for that. That is because Winter Dragon is one of those shows, one of those bits of content that is so dated and so campy and so a product of a production
the
company
time
who
and the effort?
Yeah, they it really has a feel of we didn't even put in a lot.
There you go.
Oh, I was like, did his video just freeze for just me or?
Nope, it was everybody.
All right, so let's go ahead and do this now. We don't have much longer to finish out this episode, but let's go ahead and take a break. Said
just about everything.
Yeah, we'll take a break and we'll come back and we'll finish the episode. But let's take a break here. Give Josh some time to figure out what's going on with his ISP, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, breaky time. So if you need to get up and go and do anything, go for it, Rob.
Okay. BRB.
We'll be back. This episode of the Black Tower Podcast will be back in a moment.
Oh, Josh is fully gone from everything.
Yeah, he's gone, gone.
Josh is doing his best Gone Girl cosplay. At least I didn't say The Lovely Bones.
Movie.
I always get those two confused for whatever reason. I've never watched Gone Girl, but every time I hear the name, I get it confused with The Lovely Bones because that was a book that they made us read in high school after the movie came out. So we got to read the book, and then for a whole week, we got to watch the movie. It was a very tragic movie. If you haven't watched or read The Lovely Bones, you should.
Yes. It's good. Really also, sad. If you haven't seen Gone Girl, you should see that as well because it's also really good.
It's probably should. Depressing. It's got Rosamund Pike in it.
It's
so
good.
Oh, Josh is coming back.
The taint is strong.
Oh, Lord.
Josh
comes.
Is coming back to life, back to reality. Fuck you, Zoom, for messing. There we go.
I don't know what happened there. I just fucking got booted.
Yeah, you were booted. In the middle of. Your video
anyway,
it's fine. We're on break for the moment.
You were in the middle of a sentence and then you stopped.
Okay.
Yeah, we're on a break for a moment. Rob will be back.
Yeah. Since Rob sent a message, like, I need to take a break soon. I was like, well, since Josh has cut out, we'll take a break and see if you can get back.
Yeah, let's do that. I got about what we got. Ooh, we're actually getting close to runtime.
Yeah, we're getting close. Yeah. We'll be.
So we
we'll
can probably back. Wrap it up. I'll wrap up my thought and then we can do the outro.
Okay. Cool.
Once Senor Rob gets back, and then I'll let him know, and then we can bump in. Of course, he could probably hear us.
How's life going? You guys doing good?
So, this
yeah, things are going good.
This is a little bit of bonus material. I was going to teach everyone how to weave a fireball.
Oh,
first you know, assume the flame in the void. You
assumed.
Yep. Yeah, you seize Saidin, And then you just want to you want to get the thread of fire, okay? and you want to fill yourself with Cydene. Fill yourself to the brim with Cydene.
Feel the
take that the thread beautiful of fire. Life
and also the evil scour.
Take that thread, and we all know that you can't like throw a fireball without actually throwing it as a part of the weave, right?
Yeah, you can.
You've got the fire. You've channeled it in you. You've taken it in you, and then you throw the fireball.
He said when I asked him if we could take a break, not knowing how long it's going to be, that
how amazing would it be if that was how Ashiman ended up doing fireballs?
That would be awesome.
You just have like little potion bottles and you take a shot and then you just fireball out of your mouth hole. Fucking like another Voldemort shit right there. Just
that's another reason why a Black Tower podcast or
yes, a Black Tower podcast spin-off.
We should start a podcast, guys.
Let's do it.
That's another reason. Andrew, you got to keep all this for an outtake or something.
It'll be an outtake. It'll be a take that I take out of the episode.
But like, that's another reason why the Black Tower would be such a good spinoff series is because there's so much that you can do with the power, and you know, by association, you'd have to do a White Tower series as well.
Not necessarily. And again, the only reason I say that is not because I dislike the White Tower. I think it's actually a really awesome entity. I think
it's whatever, very thoroughly explored. The story, in the series.
It's actually very explored. Again, I'm not saying that you couldn't. I'm certainly not saying don't do a White Tower.
I'm really good.
Because there are definitely aspects of it that are not explored. But at the same time, it's so much more explored than the Black Tower. And so I feel like the amount that the Black Tower actually gets in the main story almost necessitates a spinoff, whereas the White Tower does not necessitate, even though, again, I would not have a problem with it. Anyway, Josh, you were in the middle of a thought. So continue.
I was just going to say that, you know, with Lord of the Rings, it started out, I think it started the trend of movie production companies being very, very attentive to creating not just a picture that people want to see, but immersing them in a world. And since then, we've gotten, you know, things like Avatar, and we've gotten things like, and Avatar, not the last Airbender.
No, that
movie was garbage. But, you know, Game of Thrones was even an example of that. And Game of Thrones really sort of laid the groundwork that would allow other fantasy series to step into the scene. And it says, look, if you do this right, we can do it. And so production companies learned these lessons and said, we can do this. If we can do it right. And to your point, Daniel.
Only took the Avatar The Last Airbender movie and Dragon Ball Evolutions for them to see how not to do things.
Yeah. And to your point, Daniel.
Those were the lessons of bad.
You want to talk about people who were doing it right back in the day. Look at Willow. Willow is a fantasy movie that is brilliant and wonderful and still holds up to this day. That's actually next on my list to introduce my kids to this movie. Mad Mardigan was the man who taught me to love swords. Like,
you are great.
No, but
you idiot.
As a result, I feel very, very confident in Rafe Judkins and company to make the TV series what it should be. As a result, I feel like there is tremendous room for spin-off series. There's tremendous potential for spin-off series that can be truly great. And I'm looking forward to that. And that's kind of my final thought on this whole mishiva.
Yes, my final thought here is definitely in agreement that I feel like the Wheel of Time is so well written in the way that they tell this story. They tell the story that's important, and they still tell many side stories along the way that I feel like are mostly important to the main story, in that it affects people that are part of the main story, it affects their ability to affect the main story, things like that. But that there are so many aspects of the story that are not explored because they're not important to a certain extent to the Dragon Reborn. They are not necessarily super important to Tarman Gaiden, things like that. And so I agree that The Wheel of Time is one of those series where the world building is so good that it leaves so much to explore outside of just Randall, Thor, and company's stories. And so I agree with that. And I will also throw out there that really when it comes right down to it, there are so many opportunities to fail as well. And I trust Rafe to not do it. And to Rob's point, I actually completely agree that I'd love to see authors, maybe not necessarily Brandon, but authors in general, try and write those stories as books before they come to the silver screen.
Yes.
First. Yeah, and you know, like if Tor
better, but at the same time, I do also understand that that is a lot more logistics. And I don't know if they necessarily can do that prior to bringing it to the television. So I do trust whatever they decide to do, though, again, as I said, I completely agree with you that I would like to see it in book form first.
I think if they do, basically, if you look at like what happened with Star Trek, right? Like the original series was successful, it ended, and yep. Then people still wanted more, right? And so since there was a demand, then they started publishing books, you know, different authors yep. would write for different stories. You know, same thing right. with Star Wars, the same thing happened.
Yeah.
And I think that if, since Tor Books, I'm assuming, is still a big player in this, then, you know, however they handle it, like, once the audience widens up beyond just, you know, us geeks who knew these books back in the day, right? Then, you know, there'll be more of a demand, and I think we might see it. Now,
come on, audience, open your hearts and your taint.
There was a book series that my son used to read that it was called Warriors, and it was about
cats and
stuff. You know, like
No,
it was about cats, right? Like, yeah. And I didn't read these with him, but I knew that he loved these books, and I was just baffled, like, how there could be so many and how they crank them out so fast. Well, like, once I read up about it on Wikipedia, I found out that, like, all the authors are ghost authors under one pseudonym. And so, you know, you could, depending on how the marketing team handles it, you know, they could do something like that where, you know,
I mean,
maybe there is one name and then other people are writing under that pseudonym.
I will admit, I'm not 100% convinced that Brandon Sanderson isn't just 12 people. So,
yeah,
he could be.
Brandon, I know you're listening. We know you're listening.
But you know what else could potentially be 12 people? It could be the staff over at thegreatblight.com.
It could be.
So after you go and you check out blacktowerpod.com. It's not just Nameless. No, it's not. There's many folks. After you go and check out blacktowerpod.com and see everything that has to offer there. After you go and check out the Crystal Barista and get all of your crystal rock mineral needs, whether they're just pretty or they'll help cleanse your auras. And after you go to New Creations by Jen.
Or your perennium.
Yeah, whatever you got to cleanse. And after you go to New Creations by Jen and stock up on all of the dopest Wheel of Time merch and creator merch and all kinds of just really, really amazing things that Rob and Jen have created, head on over to thegreatblight.com so that you can learn more about the things related to what you just bought by going through and perusing through the very spoiler-friendly wiki that Nameless and team are creating over there. They also
it's so good, and it's such a good idea.
I have it on good authority that you should also not miss any editions of the Weekly Wheel News, because people who miss editions of the Weekly Wheel News are dark friends.
This is true. But greatblight.com, they also have a comprehensive list of a bunch of Wheel of Time content creators
whether it's video, podcast, art, music, all that kind of stuff is there.
New resources.
Yeah. As well as their own merch store that has some really dope stuff that you will love as well. And if you see something wrong or something that you think could be done better, there is a handy dandy box at the top right where you can submit an issue and a suggestion and or a suggestion.
If you see something, say something.
Yes. but as far as our topic for this, I think we definitely haven't comprehensively covered all the potential spinoffs and what would and wouldn't be good and all that kind of stuff.
We'd be here for another 24 hours. Yeah. Like,
and nobody wants another five. Nobody wants another 5-part series on Elaine and her bath scenes. So, from us here at the Black Tower Podcast,
Rob
wants it.
Well, speaking of Rob, we can't thank you enough for carving out some time from your busy work and schedule and life.
Thank you so much
for being here and talking with us through this. And also, if you guys haven't seen it yet, Rob was with us when we did BTP Reacts to the announcement of Matt's Dagger from War on Prime. So go and check that out. Our BTP Reacts segments are YouTube exclusives. You can only find them on YouTube. We do not publish them with the podcast. So go and check that out. But while we're talking about things to check out, and Josh is breaking, and Daniel is semi-breaking, Rob, tell everybody again what you do and where you can be found and all the fantastic stuff about you. Yes,
please distract us.
Yeah. So the Weekly Wheel News comes out weekly, ideally. And
it's not just a clever name.
Right. And so that is kind of like my passion project on the side.
And it's so good. Like, I know that this sounds like it's pandering because he's on our show, but the reason he's on our show is because it's so fucking good. They're so funny.
At least one of the reasons.
If you're not caught up on the Weekly Wheel News, you are doing yourself a disservice. Get your shit together. Like, seriously, and it's so good.
Finish so up, you Rob. Can find it. Yeah, so you can find it Twitter at Weekly Wheel News. You can find them on the Great Blight. There's so many places I have to post them. I think I need to make a checklist for myself so I don't forget, you know, because I used to do them on Tumblr and then like I would go weeks and then without
Tumblr
doing it.
Tumblr got rid of its, right? You know, porn thing. So, no, I'm just kidding.
And so
nakedness on Tumblr. So half of his Weekly Wheel News posts were gone.
There goes all of Elaine's bath editions. Yeah.
And so you can also find us on Instagram at Weekly Wheel News, Facebook at Weekly Wheel News, and now there's also a subreddit. So our
Weekly Wheel News. Oh, beautiful! Subreddit. That's epic.
Yeah. Perfect. And so that's there. And basically, like, if you just want the shortcut to find all these things, I set up a link tree a little while ago, and so that is linktr.ee/weeklywheelnews.
Yes. That's awesome. Hey,
and beautiful. As long as I hear this again when I'm editing tomorrow, that link that you just gave, Rob, will be included. But as many links as I can include and throw in. Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. Send us all the links you want us to include as well.
Yep.
But all the links will be down below in the description /show notes/ whatever you want to call them, whether you're watching on YouTube or you're just listening to us through your favorite podcast app. And you can find all of Rob links on there, as well as all of ours, and links to New Creations by Jen, to our website, to the Crystal Barista, and to thegreatblight.com. It's all down there. We try to make it easy for you because we know listening to us talk about it took a lot of effort. So we want to make it easy so where you can just go down and do the clickety-clack click thing and go to wherever you're trying to go. But
enough to
so
drive a man
for today.
Hey, yeah. Frosty mug.
There you go. For there today, that is going to do it for this episode of the Black Tower Podcast. We love you guys. We thank you so much for checking
so much
the podcast out. We encourage you to go back and listen to our other podcast episodes. And if you're listening to this far later, listen to the ones we've done since. And join us on Discord. Hit us up on Twitter, whatever the case is. If you have ideas for things we could be doing better. Things we're doing that you just love, whatever the feedback is, hit us up on any of the social media whether it's a comment, direct message, whatever the case is, and we will do our best to incorporate the feedback as is reasonable. But for this episode, again, thank you so much, Rob, with Weekly Well News for being
thank
here.
You. Thank
as
you.
As well as, you know, your other hat with New Creations by Jen, of course.
Thanks for having me, because it's always good to be had.
But agreed. For those of us here at the Black Tower Podcast, I have been Andrew.
I have been rode hard and hung up wet.
And also Josh. He's been Josh. And I have been Daniel. And from all of us here at the Black Tower, again, we can't thank you enough. You guys are so awesome. I hope that your morning is going amazing, that whatever day you're listening to this on goes exactly how you wished, exactly how you wanted. And in case we don't see you again, good afternoon, good evening, good night.